Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
I think it is clear that the Republicans can't govern. We've seen that from the time that they've been in power, from the time that they took 15 rounds. Now, I agree with Matt Gaetz in that new leadership that can be trustworthy is needed. So I would think that, and I'm ready to work with Republicans. All we need is 5 Republicans to vote with me to elect Hakeem Jeffries to be the Speaker of the United States Congress. You'll have new leadership that is trustworthy and will be able to deliver and get things done, just as we did as Democrats with a 5-vote majority in the 117th Congress. That is the way that we can move forward. We've seen, as Hakeem has said, that he's willing to work with Republicans. And that's why we were able to avoid a shutout last night. So I think that the American public should look at this picture and see how we can progress and work together. You have one leader who is not trustworthy based upon his own membership, who's divided and they're dysfunctional. And you have another who has always kept his word, who's putting things together. And all we need is 5 Republicans to vote with us to elect Hakeem Jeffries, and we'll work together. We will end that dysfunction that you're seeing on the Republican side.
I love that clip. It's not from today. Don't get excited, everybody. But obviously today, Jim Jordan didn't work out again. This is the insane party, and we know that because they keep trying to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result. We had Kevin the incompetent, who actually got elected as Speaker of the House, but his election took longer than his speakership lasted. You know what I'm saying? So, if Kevin McCarthy, he just failed at getting the requisite 217 votes. It's 218, yeah, but Mr. Bill Arrakis, he's at a funeral, so he's a Republican, lowers the number needed to prevail from 218 to 217, right? So you could only lose 4 Republican votes, and Jim Jordan just lost 20. 20 Republicans voted against him. 20. And Crazy Lady Spartz, you know her. She's a Ukrainian woman, but she's bat crap. She's a little nuts. She actually voted for Thomas Massie. What? I don't even know where. They're like pulling names out of their, rectum, nearly killed him. Holy crap. I don't even understand how she came up with Massie. But this election for Speaker of the House of Representatives actually is going to last longer than any Speaker of the House of Representatives, so long as they're pulling from the crazy caucus, so long as they're pulling from the Republican lunatic fringe. And that's what they're doing. But, who to root for? See, that's my conundrum. Who to root for? Jim Jordan, well, let's see. He's a show horse, not a workhorse. Let's see, what are his qualifications? So he's passed no legislation ever. Can you believe that? All those years that he's been, a rabble rouser and, criticizing and, the central scrutinizer and mocking and making fun of Democrats who, apparently do get things done. He's gotten nothing done. Ever on his watch has ever happened, except he created the weaponization of government. Just trips off the tongue, doesn't it? The weaponization of Congress committee, select committee. He created that. But the guy has done absolutely nothing legislatively, and he wants to be Speaker of the House. Oh, God. He's never held a position of leadership in the Republican Party, hasn't been a minority whip, a majority whip, hasn't done anything at all in the leadership of that party. And now they just want to elevate him to Speaker. Well, also, his qualifications must include the fact that he covered up sexual assault of wrestling team members at Ohio State for I don't know how many years. I mean, this Dr. Strauss dude who was molesting boys in the showers, everybody's so worried about bathroom behavior. Now you know why. Now you understand. It's all projection. Everything that they say that they're scared of, that the Democrats might do or they suspect us, is stuff they're doing. It's stuff they've done and stuff they keep on doing. Denny Hastert was a pedophile child molester. He was Speaker of the House. Jim Jordan covered for pedophile child molesters, and he wants to be Speaker of the House. So, you know, and now they're, the lying that goes on in that party, it's pretty freaking amazing. Mike Turner, the Republican from Ohio, was asked, could you vote, this was yesterday, could you vote for Jim Jordan knowing that he covered up for a child molester all those years? And he's like, oh, he didn't know anything about it. He had no idea that was going on. I'm sorry, he was what? The coach of the wrestling team, and the wrestling team members were the ones that were being sexually assaulted by the team doctor, and the coach did not know, so he's a lousy coach too. And now he's gotten his friends in Congress to lie for him, too.
Do the allegations that he turned a blind eye to sexual assault at Ohio University cause any problems for you, or the allegations that he had knowledge of Donald Trump's attempts on January 6th and leading up to it to stop the election certification?
Well, first, Margaret, the allegations at Ohio State, there's not one person who's ever said that they have knowledge of Jim Jordan having any knowledge.
What?
And what occurred at Ohio State wasn't even under Jim Jordan. He was not the head coach. This was not something that he had responsibility for. So those that are making accusations are making, you know, just presumptions of, well, he would have had to have known. But there's no one, I mean, mind you, this was years ago, no one who has come forward at all ever and ever said that there was actual knowledge on Jim Jordan's part. And of course, he condemns what occurred.
Is that true? Anybody? Anybody?
Jim Jordan called me crying. Groveling on the 4th of July.
Oh, dates.
Begging me to go against my brother.
Your brother.
Begging me. Crying for a half hour. That's the kind of cover-ups that's going on there. Now, you guys can sit and act like it's not going on, but I got a lot of other stuff here. Emails that were taken out of my mailbox. That's a crime.
So that's just one guy, okay, over there. That's Aaron DiSabato. He was the captain of the Ohio State wrestling team, who said Jim Jordan called him up crying. And then, of course, there's the a massive settlement that occurred after the death of Dr. Strauss, who died in 2005, and the 296 survivors of Dr. Strauss's abuse were given a settlement of $60 million. And others of them still continue to pursue their claims. And, you know, several other major universities who now saw the writing on the wall, they've already settled with episodes that are extremely similar, like Michigan in 2022, a $490 million settlement with more than 1,000 people who alleged sexual assault by a sports doctor. And then the University of California system in 2022, they agreed to pay $243 million to settle 200 claims of women who accused a former UCLA gynecologist of sexual abuse. And then the University of Southern California in 2021, an $852 million settlement with more than 700 women, and Michigan State in 2018, a $500 million settlement with more than 300 women. So Jim Jordan is in the company of people who have all persuaded courts that this behavior is similar in many, many university settings. And Jim Jordan still continues to deny, as the coach of the Ohio State wrestling team, that he knew anything about almost 300 wrestling team members over a period of 10 years being sexually abused. Okay, so a lot of people won't vote for him because of that there crap, okay? And then others won't vote for him because he is an insurrectionist who knew about January 6th, and currently he's still an election denier. So 20 votes short in the first vote to be Speaker of the House.